going? This is Travis Thomas, and this is the Weekly Yap, the weekly Yes And podcast. Thank you to everyone who tuned in to listen to the first podcast. I've gotten great feedback on it, and hopefully you guys are listening here to the second podcast, and hopefully you're sharing it with as many people as possible. The theme for this week is getting unstuck. So getting unstuck, I think this is an idea that a lot of people can relate to, myself included. A quick little sidebar, my Detroit Lions are 0-3, clearly stuck. And you know what? This isn't a sports podcast. I could talk a lot of sports. This isn't a sports podcast. But I'll be turning 42 here in November. And for 42 years, I have seen my Detroit Lions win one playoff game. They've had arguably the two of the best players in their position, Calvin Johnson, wide receiver, Barry Sanders, running back, combined one playoff win. So all you Patriot fans, all you Pittsburgh Steeler fans, 49er fans, what's it feel like? What's it feel like to have an organization that's there every year? I digress, but Michigan has been good to me. I've always been Michigan sports through and through. I've gotten to see 3 Detroit Piston championships, 4 Detroit Red Wing championships, even a Detroit Tigers World Series in 1984, and got to be there at the division clinching game. And growing up in Michigan, you're either a Wolverine or you're a Spartan. And I am, although not a student or an alum, I do bleed green, and so have gotten to see plenty of Michigan State success with the Tom Izzo basketball program, and of course the as of this podcast, the number 2 ranked Michigan State football team. So Sparty on. So I digress. The Lions, they're just a little stuck. So if you are feeling as stuck as the Lions, hopefully not. Today's podcast is hopefully going to be kind of a boost in the right direction, and I'm excited. This is the last week of September. This is the 29th of September as I'm recording this podcast. I'm getting on a plane tomorrow morning with my daughter to fly from Florida back up to Michigan, back to my hometown of Flint, to be a speaker of the first ever Gear Up to Lead conference. And it's going to be very, very inspiring. It's going to be at the Whiting Auditorium in Flint, which I went to as a kid, which is so cool to now think that I'll be on the stage getting to share my inspiration. But if you don't know much about the conference and you're in Michigan, make sure you go to the Gear Up to Lead website. It is Gear Up and then the number 2 at lead.org. And it's happening this Friday. It's an all-day event. It's going to be very, very exciting. We've got some wonderful, wonderful speakers, including keynotes by Chris McDougall, the author of Born to Run, and he has a new book out, as well as a former Detroit Lion and Eastern Michigan quarterback, Charlie Batch, who will be giving keynotes, and a whole slew of other inspiring speakers, of which I'm super grateful to share the stage with. And partly what I'll be talking about during my talk, I've got a couple breakouts, and then a main auditorium address. And then I'm going to be going into some schools while in town as well. Carmen Ainsworth, Schwartz Creek, and Montrose. So really excited to be back home to see family, but to get to go sort of kind of share my inspiring Yes And message. So it should be a lot of fun. And if you're in the area, would love to see you, would love to meet you, and hopefully you can get out to the Gear Up to Lead conference. It should be a lot of fun. So stuck, getting unstuck. So right now, I've been in the process of actually finishing sort of my first Live Yes And book, and a lot of it has to do with this idea of feeling stuck. And so whether you're feeling stuck in a relationship, whether you're feeling financially stuck, or just feeling stuck from a purpose or direction in life, I think it's a feeling that all of us sort of run into from time to time. And going back a few years, I want to say it was really 4 years, 5 years ago at this point, where I was in a job, and it was inspiring work, but I guess really not long-term work the way I thought of it. And I had already been a life coach and had my days filled up for a number of years where I would do 2 to 2.5 hours of what I called daily commitments. And these were different activities that I would do every day, from prayer to meditation to journaling to exercise, And all of them I would do for a minimum of 100 days. And these were actually an idea that I learned out of the Educare programs. And so you would do a commitment for a minimum of 10 minutes every day for 100 days. And they were called 100-day commitments. And they were really powerful for me because I wasn't someone that really stuck to plans. I'm an improviser, so you don't really stick to plans a whole lot. And so it provided a real sense of healthy structure in my life where these were activities that I felt really connected me to my sense of purpose and authenticity. And so I would, over a couple of years, I had built up about 2 to 2.5 hours of daily commitments, and they were non-negotiable. It didn't matter if you were sick, didn't matter if you forgot to do them at the end of the day. You'd roll your butt out of bed, and you would put the time in. And they really fed me. They were my sense of oxygen. They fed my soul, and they really sort of kept me on task and on purpose. But after a couple of years of doing them really sort of religiously and non-negotiably, I was feeling just a little stuck. And I think that from an inspiration standpoint, I was kind of settled in a job, settled in a schedule, but feeling like, you know, I just wasn't feeling like I was waking up on fire and with a sense of excitement. And it was over a Christmas break. My wife and I were talking, and I was like, you know what? January 1st, I know we always kind of talk about resolutions and starting the year off right. And I'm like, you know what? I want to do something that's really going to kind of light a fire under me in a fun, exciting, and challenging way. And so I thought, you know, maybe, you know, some sort of like, you know, 30-day challenge or something like that. There's some great 30-day challenges out there. And I was like, maybe I make it based around random acts of kindness and 30 days of random acts of kindness, which, well, that would be cool, doing something different every day. But it just wasn't really, you know, it just didn't feel like that was the thing that I wanted to do. And my wife said, yes, it's got to be yes. And which was, you know, I was dumbfounded that I didn't think of the idea first. But it was 30 days of yes. She's like, 30 days, and yes for me, sort of, you know, this is, my website is, right, my brand is Live Yes And. But for me, like, living your yes is all about living on purpose, living with passion and living with intention. And so to 30 days of yes, what would it be like if we did a program where every day you were reconnecting, rediscovering, or just listening to your highest calling of sense of purpose and mission and intention. And wouldn't that be cool to do a different activity every day for 30 days? And I was like, yes, 30 days of yes. So she and I sat down. We really kind of hashed out what the 30 days would look like with a little bit of a flow to it so that it was building on different ideas. And every day would be different, kind of with the mindset that it would take maybe 10 to 15 minutes to do each activity. But then you could really go as deep in it that you wanted to, as far as doing some journaling and doing some reflective listening and really thinking about, as you were sort of doing that activity that was hopefully stretching you outside your comfort zone a little bit, what showed up? And when I say what showed up, meaning what beliefs showed up, what resistance showed up, what emotions showed up as you were stretching yourself outside your comfort zone, because really that's where all the learning is. That's where all the growing comes from, is when we stretch ourselves beyond that comfort zone. And that's that new space, that foreign area, that vulnerable, scary space is where all the learning happens. And that's how we actually expand our comfort zone. And that's how we become more confident and competent, because we are stretching ourselves beyond our current level of understanding in order to learn and grow more. So if you did that for 30 days, what might happen? And so we put this program together, offered it to family and friends on Facebook, and over 100 people like said, yeah, I want to do it with you. And so, you know, it's free, so easy opt-in price. And so we did it, and I would send an email out every day. I would shoot a little video and explain the concept for the day and include it in the email. And then when people would email me sort of how they were being inspired and things that were showing up for them, with their permission, I would then kind of share it with the rest of the group. And it had this kind of communal feel that we're all kind of going through this together. And how much fun is it when you're challenging, you're going through a program, you have a sense of brotherhood or sisterhood and community as you're going through it. And so I think that was a key component to it. And it gave me an opportunity to do some one-on-one coaching with a few people. Well, that just lit my fire. And so over the next 2 years, I really kind of developed 30 Days of Yes into really a business and a business concept and a business idea. And I really thought for a couple of years that, you know, was sort of my thing. And that's what I really wanted to do. And if you look under programs, under Live Yes And, 30 Days of Yes is there. And so even though it's not the total thing that that Live Yes And is all about, it definitely has a home and it has a place as a program in Live Yes And. And as far as the getting unstuck, you know, I think when we find ourselves in a space where we're not feeling like we're really connected to our sense of purpose or authenticity, I feel like that's when we feel stuck. It's been my experience that when we are really sort of deeply connected to our why, to what inspires us and why we do what we do, the what we do is less important. And so we know that we can show up on purpose and we can show up with passion and compassion and with enthusiasm to anything that we do, no matter where we are, because we know that it's connected to our purpose. It's who we want to be and why we do what we do without getting caught up on what we are doing. And when we feel stuck, we have to go back to that why and who we are or desire to be, instead of getting stuck on the what that we're doing. Now, that doesn't mean that you stay put. I have left many positions and made many decisions because the what was no longer doing it for me. But it was because I had a bigger why that was inspiring me to move on to something different instead of blaming it on whatever I was doing at that current time. So as you're listening to this, if you're feeling like you're stuck in a relationship, stuck in a job, stuck financially, the solution is not to improve the what. The opportunity is to go back to your why, is to go back to your purpose, and to borrow, you know, to borrow the power question from my good friend Tracy Fenton, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And that is a world blue power question. What would you do if you weren't afraid? And to reconnect it back to your purpose and go back to, you know, how would I show up? And how can I show up right now if I'm truly on fire? Without getting distracted by the what. And so 30 days of yes for me was, wow, what would it be like if we really took time every day and intentionally focused on our purpose, reconnecting with our purpose. And the way it shows up over the 30 days, it shows up with gratitude activities, reflective activities, some physical activities, some activities that are going to be really, really easy for you, and some activities that you're going to think, there's no way I'm doing that. But when you give yourself permission to go outside of your comfort zone and try it, again, the activity is less important than what you noticed while trying or deciding not to do the activity. What new stories, what new beliefs, what new emotions revealed themselves, kind of came to the surface as a result of you being challenged with that opportunity and activity. That is what the growth is all about. And that's what really gets me excited. That's what really inspires me. And that's why I love the program. And, you know, the program has been laying kind of dormant for about 6 months because I've been transitioning away from IMG Academy and growing Live Yes and doing my own speaking and getting so busy really trying to establish what I'm doing. And then people started to say, hey, are you ever going to do that are you ever going to do 30 Days of Yes again? And I was like, yes, yeah, you know, I think the time is right. And so I hope this doesn't sound like a shameless plug or a commercial, but actually, I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but starting October 7th, we are going to do another 30 Days of Yes, starting on the 7th, and it's only $20 if you actually go to liveyesand.com, and if you go to programs or on the homepage, you actually should be able to find a link to 30 Days of Yes, but for $20, for the month really of October, you'll get the opportunity to reconnect more deeply or to rediscover your sense of purpose and authenticity and be doing it with a community of people, which is always a lot of fun, and feel that that accountability and have access to me and my coaching and to help you through your journey as well. And so for anyone out there feeling stuck, in addition to sort of listening to this podcast and hopefully me sharing some of my inspiration, it's a great tool that that you can use to help you get unstuck. You know, a few years ago, another great way that I got unstuck was a good friend of mine, a good mentor, Sandy Wilder with Educare. I've done most of my leadership development with Educare, which absolutely check it out. But I was struggling with career and with work and just not feeling a sense of inspiration or direction of what I wanted to do and how to do it. And he and I were having a talk, and he said, you know what? What if you got up every morning and you spent 2 hours just really focusing sort of mentally, spiritually, on career, on your career and what inspires you? What would that be like? And I kind of chuckled. I'm like, yeah, I've got 3 young kids. That's not going to happen. How am I going to find that time during the day to add 2 hours to my already busy schedule? So I went to my wife. I went to Hollister, and I said, can you believe what Sandy just said I need to do? And I was really looking for that spousal support where she would go, yeah, that's not happening. And instead she said, well, why don't you do it? What's the matter? Ouch. Not what I was expecting. But so glad that she sort of held my feet to the fire. And so in order to do it, it meant me getting up between 5 and 5:30 every morning, and I would either stay home or go to a coffee shop or go to the beach or just completely separate myself and just kind of go into my own little mental cave where I really really did some meditative listening. I did some prayer. I did some – and just really focused on my career and what do I really – what's the contribution I want to make to the world and what's the impact I want to have on people. And it wasn't all just sitting and meditating. A lot of it was, you know, working, listening, reflecting some more, and being inspired to go look into some opportunities and develop some things and do some writing. And it was a very active time, but it was sacred time to get up and do that for 2 hours every day. And I did that for about 120 days straight. And it just opened up new avenues. It opened up new opportunities. But more than anything else, it's kind of funny when you think about it. We tend to become experts at what we spend the most time on. Some of us are experts at watching TV. We're really, really good at it. Others are experts at doing some pretty amazing, powerful things. Because we tend to be experts at what we spend the most time doing. Our mental focus. Some of us are experts at being really worrywarts. Yeah, I can relate to that every once in a while. Some of us are experts in fear. Others are experts in courage and authenticity. And it comes down to how are you spending your time and where are you putting your thought? And I committed myself to putting my thought and time into thinking about career and work. And great things came as a result. And so if you are feeling stuck right now, where are you spending your time and how are you spending your thought? Those are two things that we get to control. We get to control where and how we spend our energy, and we get to control what we choose to think about. And if we're spending a lot of time thinking about how we're stuck, we're going to do a really good job staying stuck. If we want to spend some time really thinking about what it would look like and feel like to have a greater sense of fulfillment and peace and purpose, and really thinking about what would that look like and what would that feel like, if that's where our energy and intention and time go, we're not going to be stuck anymore. Now, I can't guarantee what the outcome's going to be, but it's going to be pretty darn good because that's where your time and energy is. And so that's it. So that is the podcast for today. And again, to all of you in Flint and Michigan, I'm looking forward to seeing you, meeting you, and spending some time with you this week. And for those of you listening who want to explore and maybe check out the 30 Days of Yes for October, again, that starts October 7th. Please feel free to reach out, email me if you need more information. We've got a great group that's signing up already. Would love to have more people join. And if we happen to make it to the Michigan State game this weekend, Sparty on. So this is the weekly Yap, the Yes And podcast with Travis Thomas. Have a wonderful, brilliant day, everyone.